Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, rock star Sam Crowley from the Everyday Saturday Show. Got a guest in town today, so we're actually live on location. Well, we're not live because this is actually a recording of a podcast, but you get the point. You get the point. I'm with the world-famous Karen Peterson from the Emotional Warrior podcast. And if you don't know Karen, you will in just a minute because I'm going to bring her on. Just a heads up, we're in a conference room outside Cincinnati right now. Karen flew in last night. And we've been coaching all night last night, all day today, getting her funnel together, her product, her message, all that good stuff. And so I said, hey, why not have Karen come on and share her message so you can kind of get a feel for what it's like behind the scenes here, working with clients one-on-one. And also somebody who's been through a battle is coming out of the battle on her way to victory. It's a really cool story. So we're also sharing a microphone. So just to give you a heads up, if you're listening and the audio maybe goes in and out a little bit, just be patient with us. Show us a little love. We're not exactly inside the recording studio. So with all that being said, Karen Peterson from Eastern PA, is that right?
That's right, Sam.
Yeah. And so Karen flew in yesterday. And tell us, Karen, I'm going to give you the mic. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's the emotional warrior? Actually, share with us the battle that you're just coming out of and you're kicking its ass, but give us an idea of what's been going on in your life the past few years.
Thanks so much, Sam. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me out in Cincinnati.
My pleasure.
I'm Karen Peterson, and I currently live in the Philadelphia area. I have two kids, a girl and a boy, a senior in high school, getting ready to go off to college. So I'm going through the whole college scenario, and then a freshman in high school. So got a couple more years before I deal with that. But anyway, the battle that I just came out of is a battle of divorce. I was separated, and it was about a four-year battle for me. And I thought 2018 was going to be my year. You know, hit the new year. I'm like, this is awesome. And I literally think I just fell into a pile of quicksand, and I couldn't move for like 3 months. The end of March hit. It was my 50th birthday, and I literally found myself on that day. I was not doing what I thought I was going to do. I figured I would be on a tropical island overlooking a vanishing edge pool and, you know, having some cocktails. But instead, I literally was laying on my bed, looking up at the ceiling. And I don't know if you're all aware, but in PA in the end of March, it's, you know, the weather's really not very tropical. So my ceiling fan wasn't on, and I was literally like just contemplating life and, you know, feeling sorry for myself, feeling like the victim. And all of a sudden, I just realized, I was like, you know what? I'm not wasting the next 50 years of my life. And I do plan to live to 100, Sam. So as much as the stats say 75, I will live to 100. At least that's my plan. So I just decided I'm not living the next 50 years of my life as a victim. I'm not going to blame anymore, because I was blaming. I was, you know, it was an affair situation. So it was tough. It was one of my close friends, and my husband, who is my ex now. And so I just really, you know, I was in this blame game. I was the victim, and it was like this repetitive story. And they always say, you know, the definition of insanity is literally doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, That's exactly what I was doing. And I mean, I've known this saying for years, and still I was expecting, you know, each day to wake up and it to be different. But on this day, I just let it go. I let go of the fact that I was the victim. I let go of the fact that I was, you know, blaming and passing blame on. And I just decided at that point in time that I was not going to do that anymore. And all of a sudden, you know, I didn't know what I was going to do, but all of a sudden it popped in my head that I was going to compete in a fitness competition. And I know that sounds like it's out of left field because, number one, you guys don't all know me very well, but I do like to work out. And a trainer that I worked out with about 11 years ago planted that seed in my head. I've tried it a couple times, but failed. But at this moment in time, it was something that came to me, and it was something that I was able to focus on, and it was something that I could do for myself. And I didn't know how I was going to do it, but you know what it did? It literally allowed me to kind of get up out of that bed and focus on something else. And I made the decision and I took this action to figure out how to, you know, how to move in that direction. Now, mind you, this was March, and yeah. I'm human and I've had my failures along the way, and I'm back on track. And I think for me, the more that I talk about it now, the more accountable I am towards it. And so, you know, my working out is in place. My diet's the one thing that's really hard for me, and I'll own up to that, but I'm in a much better place. And so for me, in the last 6 months, I've been doing a lot of self-development work, which is important to me as well, but I am not the same person that I was, that was laying on that bed. And it was just a matter of letting go that story in my head that I was this victim, that, you know, and I was blaming everybody.
All right, so let me just kind of reframe Karen with the battle that she was in. Husband has an affair with her friend. And, you know, I won't dive into all the details. That is traumatic. I mean, I don't care who you are. That's traumatic. So Karen turns 50 in March of this year, 2018. She's lying on her bed, staring up at the ceiling fan, wondering, this is it, huh? This is all I've got. This is, I'm sitting here now, not married, ending a four-year battle through a nasty, through a divorce. Okay, just through a divorce. A couple of kids. How did I end up here? So, like Karen said, in her own words, instead of being the victim, playing the blame game, she pulls herself out, and she ends up going to an event in Philadelphia with Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, all those guys. And what's funny is, Karen didn't know this, we were talking about it, the night before, I was with Tony and Gary in Fort Lauderdale. So they jump on a private flight, well, separately, they jumped on their own planes. They end up in Philly the next day, and it's so funny because I was in Lauderdale behind the scenes. I recorded a podcast from down there and posted, you know, meeting Tony for the first time and Gary V. And it's funny, Karen, you were at that event in Philly the very next day. So that leads to her showing up in Orlando at an event that I spoke at, and then we end up working together. So now her and I are in Cincinnati, and what we're doing right now is strategizing. She's already, her podcast launched on iTunes just a few days ago, called The Emotional Warrior. You can check it out. That's Karen's podcast. And her goal is to help individuals identify who the enemy is in their own battle and then get them to victory and ultimately get them unstuck. And so plug into Karen's message. She's going to be launching her own suite of products, her own coaching program. And this is what it is. I just wanted to get on a podcast because as soon as I told Karen we're doing a podcast, she gets all nervous. And so, oh my God. Yeah. But this is what it's all about. Somebody who's got the courage, and this is why you can do it. So here's my whole point of recording this show for you guys today. If Karen can do it, you can do it, okay? And I'm not saying that you're not in a very tough situation right now, because like I always say, either you're going into a crisis, you're in the middle of one, or you're coming out of one. What Karen chose to do in March of this year when she turned 50 was to take a real good self-examination of her life and say, okay, if I'm going to do anything, it's going to be because of the decisions I make moving forward. I am not going to be a victim. So, Karen, let's just wrap up this short podcast with this question. What's your goal? And it doesn't need to be a perfect answer. I'm just saying, the emotional warrior, what's your goal in launching that product? Because, you know, you don't have all the answers right now as to digital product, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, speaking on stage, all these things you're going to do. But essentially, who do you see in your mind's eye right now, that individual? Like, what is your goal, the result that you want to bring to them?
Basically, for me, because it was a four-year journey through this battle, it was a long time. And so I kind of wish for me that there was somebody along the way. Now, I was in isolation and I closed people out. But for me, if I can help somebody shorten that time frame for them so that they don't lose as much time living in their story and living in whatever it is, you know, stuck in the quicksand, if I can shorten that and pull them out sooner than, you know, how long it took me, then I see that as a success. Everybody's journey is a different length, and it's not for me to say when you should come out or when you go in or whatever the case may be, but if I can help somebody shorten that journey so that they can, you know, move in a direction that's going to make them happy and find out what their passion is and follow their passion, then I look that, I see that as a success.
Hold that phone. Did you ever, this is the last question I got for you, did you ever think a year ago that you would be a podcaster, a speaker, and somebody creating products? Like, do you even recognize the person you are right now?
Let's put it this way, Sam. The answer to that, the short answer is absolutely not. I used to, when my friends wanted to do karaoke, we would get up and there would be five of us. I would be the one standing the farthest away from the mic. And so, no, I was petrified. I didn't like the sound of my voice. I didn't feel like I had anything to say of any value. And this was all stories that I had been telling myself. And so I put myself in this position, and I was the one that has gotten myself out of that. And so, yeah, no, I did not see myself doing this. And I mean, it's incredible. It's amazing. And I'm having so much fun with it. So I have to thank Sam, you know, greatly for, you know, mentoring me and coaching me and keeping me accountable and moving in the direction of where my passion lies. And I've got to tell you, there is fear along the way. But you know what? Don't let that stop you, because it's the kind of thing where the results and the wins that you get out of that are so rewarding. Yeah. And so I'm so grateful to Sam for that.
Yeah. Well, it takes two to tango. Didn't you just say that today at some point? Yeah. It takes two to tango. Karen came on board. We've been having a ball coaching together, actually, the past couple months. She's a lot of fun. She's the exact coaching client that when I say, hey, let's work together and launch your movement, Karen is who I think about, because she's been through a lot over the past 4 years. But man, when you go through that journey, you got so much to offer other people, because there certainly isn't a shortage of people out there fighting battles, you know. So Karen is launching the Emotional Warrior brand this coming year in 2019, first quarter of 2019. The landing page, the social media platform. She's already on Instagram. Is it The Emotional Warrior, your Instagram handle?
The.emotional.warrior.
So yeah, I just wanted to get her on the podcast today to let you guys know this stuff's real. Coaching clients come into Cincinnati. We work together. We build brands. If that's you, hit me up. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com. Would love to hear more about your message that you want to share with the world. And definitely plug into Karen on Instagram as well as her podcast. Show her a little love. Let her know that you found her and you heard her on the Everyday Saturday podcast. And maybe you're going through a similar situation. If it's a divorce, a tragedy, a battle, it's okay to be there. Right now, it's not okay to camp out there. And I think Karen would be the first person to tell you it's not okay to stay stuck. Get unstuck. Email, is it Karen@theemotionalwarrior.com?
It is.
Send Karen an email. I want you to send Karen an email. Let her know you heard her on the podcast. Pump her up. Inspire her. Say, keep going, Karen. Keep going. All right? And Karen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks, Sam. I really appreciate it.
Your inaugural indoctrination into the Everyday Saturday podcast. Everybody else, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.